Everyone,
welcome back to another episode. I am your bestie Dom,
and I am your bestie Rain.
This episode, stunning besties,
and you are now listening to the Greenery Podcast. Sit back, relax, and get your cup of tea.
Disclaimer for our listeners, there are parts where our besties give out their opinion, and we do not intend to harm other people's opinion about our topic for today and the following. Enjoy listening!
Hello guys! Welcome back! Andito na naman ako. Pero this time, iba naman ang kasama ko at hindi si bestie Sophia. Isang hello naman dyan, bestie!
Hello everyone! I'm Bestie Dom, and actually ako na lang ang bestie na hindi nyo pa naririnig sa The Greenery Podcast. At ngayong lahat kami, narinig nyo na, sabihin nyo nga sa akin, sino favorite nyo? Joke lang!
Hoy! At dahil parang naging weekly requirement na nga natin ang magkaroon ng fun fact tungkol sa ating besties, una, kami ni Bestie Sophia ay parehas taga Marikina. Si Bestie Bea and Mimi ay both from Cainta and schoolmates since elementary sila. Ano namang fun fact sa'yo, Bestie Dom?
Well, I'm from Antipolo. Sadly, wala akong kapareha sa ating lima. At dahil yung mga previous besties natin ay palaging may common ground kahit papano, ang amin naman ni Bestie Rain ay we are both K-pop fans.
Yes, it's actually why we got close in the first place talaga. Ginamit namin ang love namin sa different K-pop idols para maging close. Pero bago pa tayo tumuloy sa Korean world, kung ang first episode natin ay tungkol sa flooding, the second is about pollution, what's for our third episode, Bestie Dom?
It's deforestation. I think the majority are familiar with this, but for those who are not, it is the purposeful clearing of forested land. Throughout history and into modern times, forests have been razed to make space for agriculture and animal grazing, and to obtain wood for fuel, manufacturing, and construction. Mga kabeste, alam nyo bang ang deforestation has been going on for quite a while now? It has been around for 2,000 years already. Imagine, grabe no? Pero beste Rain, ano bang cause nito?
You know, there are multiple factors, Dom, either of human or natural origin, causes deforestation. Natural factors include natural forest fires or parasite-caused diseases, which can result in deforestation. Nevertheless, human activities are among the main causes of global deforestation, such as agriculture, new constructions, and urbanization. Pero ano ba ang nagiging effect nito sa mundo, Dom?
Siyempre, una, it is a threat to biodiversity. It creates natural imbalances that endangers ecosystem and puts lives into threat. Not only in animals, pero pati tayo naapektuhan dito. Based on statistics, deforestation may lead to food insecurity in the future. And lastly, it majorly contributes to climate change. Erin, dito ba sa atin, meron bang lugar na malaking issue ang deforestation?
Yes, actually, dito sa Rizal. Quarrying in Montalban Mountains is still an issue, and it looks like it won't stop anytime soon. Para sa di familiar, quarrying is an open excavation of a pit from which stone is obtained by digging, cutting, or blasting.
Mm-hmm. And though natural resources are needed to sustain life and develop our country, the situation in Rodriguez Rizal is different. Over-quarrying is taking place in the province to the point that landslides may occur and different animals lose their habitats. Mountains before are now lifeless plains that contribute to global warming and pollution.
To be more specific, the negative effects of this dito sa atin ay, first, dahil nga those quarrying sites are located in Rodriguez Rizal and is a part of the Sierra Madre mountain range, quarrying may damage the mountain range. Landslides may also occur since there will be no trees that will hold the soil. And it will be dangerous for the residents living near the quarrying sites.
At hindi lang yon. Another negative effect is global warming. Trees are the number one protection against heat, but if quarrying continues, deforestation may go on, thus resulting in global warming. And there are also other natural disasters that may hit our country anytime. If these operations continue, the effects of different natural disasters may worsen.
Quarrying and mining brings a lot of resources to us, but anything that is too much is bad. Our country is known for its natural beauty, and too much quarrying may destroy it. If quarrying will continue, it may result in a more disastrous effect that will be felt not only by us, humans, but also our co-inhabitants here on Earth. We should always know our limits. We should know when to start and stop.
It's ironic, no, that the tourism in Montalban largely depends on its mountains, rolling hills, and trails, but at the same time has been plagued with quarry sites that are not just unsightly, but posing possible dangers.
Parang domino effect din. We have flooding and we try to fix it, kaya may marikina dredging. But that causes pollution, which is supposed to be helped by our trees, but we deforest, which is the cause of flooding naman. So back to start. Parang umikot lang. Ano ba ang pwede nating magawa sa mga environmental issues natin, Beste Dom?
That's a really great question, Beste Rain. Guess our listeners will just have to find out next week in our next and last episode.
I know you listeners had fun listening to our topic for today. But sadly, this podcast episode will come to an end, and we hope our dear listeners learned a lot as we tackled deforestation and the quarrying in Montalban.
Mm-hmm. And if you enjoyed listening to our podcast, please like and follow us on our Facebook page, The Greenery Podcast, and on our Instagram account at thegreenery.podcast to be notified for another episode.
Again, I am your bestie, Rain.
And I'm your bestie, Dom. Thank you for listening to The Greenery Podcast.
Stay tuned for our next and last Greenery episode.